Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered. Some userific hoes. Colin Dunlap, Adam Crowley, Chris Mack, Doran. They're on the way. It's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show. Favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan. Morning show.
Good morning, Pittsburgh!
Whoa, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone. Thank you, Ron, for that introduction. Fan Hotline, hit us there. Presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. We are that Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. A bit of news that happened after we left here yesterday, and it's sobering news, and I don't know how much of a discussion point that it is, but it is news that needs to be delivered and news that is to remind everyone about how fragile things are in life. Ron Hextall and Chris Letang.
I'm sure you guys saw the news. Certainly answer any questions you have. I think first and foremost, Chris is doing well considering what happened. He was at the game last night. I chatted with him for a while, actually the whole second period. When Sully addressed the team after the game and let the players know exactly what happened, Chris actually came into the room. He wants to assure everybody that he's doing as well as possible, and there's no lingering effects right now at this point from the stroke with the information that we have. He is undergoing some testing as we speak. He had some testing yesterday. And, you know, thus far, everything is looking as positive as it could be.
Go ahead and text us your thoughts. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. My thoughts are pretty succinct on this. There are so many people in situations like this arise that try to go onto social media and play expert or try to dive into things on another layer and feel like they know something. I'm pretty hands-off with things like this, and I say people get paid a lot of money and went to school for a long time to know about these things. They know about them. I don't know anything about them, and I entrust that they will do the right things, know the right things to do, and I really don't have all that much of a take about it. Go ahead, take over, do your job, do it great, and hope Chris Letang gets well.
Yeah, and you hope that he, not only takes care of himself, but is smart about the issue. Because, you know, from what I hear, he wanted to practice and he wanted to play. You know, he wanted to get back out on the ice. You know, this is obviously his second one. It's a very serious issue going on here. So, you know, sometimes you can't hold back the athlete. I mean, even the Tua situation, I know it's two different things, but Tua, you know, wanted to get back out there as soon as possible and wanted to get back into the game. And sometimes you have to hold the athlete back because they're so competitive and, you know, they'll put their bodies on the line for anything. So, you know, hopefully Chris Letang realizes the severity of what's going on and just trust that, you know, there's probably a timeline for recovery and really treat that necessary.
Yeah, the only strong opinion you can really have on this logically is, hope Chris Letang gets well soon, right? Yeah. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to play doctor. Knowing what we know or what's been reported after this one and the one 8 years ago, all you know is it's an issue with his heart that he's had before that created the stroke in 2014, may have led to this one, who knows? And you hope that he is able to recover from it as well as he did in 2014 when he was back out on the ice in 2 months, if that's what's best for him. Because if you're a hockey fan, callously, once you push past the idea of Chris Letang the man, you do consider Chris Letang the hockey player who is still at the heart of this franchise and at the core of it, and they recommitted to him this offseason, and he's important to this team if it's going to succeed this year. So, but yeah, you're right, Colin. It's not like we can sit here and debate, well, why do you have a stroke? Or but what's going to happen next? Like, you just hope he gets well.
It's crazy because off air yesterday, me, you, and Doug were talking about Chris Letang and how he's revered in the NHL. And, you know, Izzy looked at in the lens that we look at him as a player. And we literally had like a 5 minute discussion about it. And then this news comes out, you know, about, you know, what happened to him. So, you know, we just hope that he gets better and hopes he pushes forward for
it. Yeah, it is. It's one of those things where I don't detach from, I kind of do detach from it. I see the news and this is just personal preference. And I think maybe this is the topic here is how people handle it. Mm-hmm. Like I start reading a couple things on social media and then it infuriates me. It's like it's not misinformation, but it's people that have opinions that it's just like, man, you don't merit that opinion. You don't you're not permitted to you're permitted to have it, but you don't have the level of expertise to have that opinion. And I just have to disengage when something like that happens. When there's a catastrophic event or something like that, because it clouds what the reality is. And the reality is, this also happened with Sidney Crosby's concussion.
Right.
Whenever he kept maybe coming back or what's going to happen, is it his neck, is it that or whatever? There are times in which you just, and it goes to show the good and the bad. This, I think maybe this is where it is. The good and the bad with social media. The good yesterday was they disseminated what had happened, and you're stunned and you're shocked, but at least you knew, man, why was Chris Letang not in the lineup tonight? That was kind of mysterious. Oh, my gosh, he had a stroke. But then the good was, all right, the Pittsburgh Penguins real account disseminated to us exactly what happened. Whew, this isn't good, but they assured us that this is what happened. It's this PFO. It's a congenital disease. It's something that, you know, a lot of people have been saddled with, and it seems to be a quick fix. That's the good. The bad is then you get all the people, and it gives voice to them because they're on social media. Well, if he would have done this, well, he's in great shape, but it's still, and it's once you start reading, you go down a hole and you're like, I got to just escape.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there and play doctor with people on social media. And that's why, like I said, the only real hard opinion you can have about this is hope Chris Letang gets better. So that's where I'm like you, Colin. That's where I'm at with it. Hope he gets better. Like you said, kind of detach from it and say, all right, I can watch the Penguins now and watch hockey separate from, okay, when is Chris Letang going to be back? Whenever Chris Letang is able to be back.
Right, right. I mean, and you know, we don't have to dive deep into this, but I just wonder what the recovery is for something like that. Like, is it rest? Is it, you know, functional things that you have to do? Like you said, we just established that we're not doctors here. We're not going to play doctors, but I do kind of wonder what that process
I don't know the recovery, but I do know this, not to play doctor, but I contacted, it just so happened to be a doctor who had this same exact same affliction, and he said he had a 12-minute procedure.
Yeah.
And it fixed it. It was a 12-minute procedure. Fixed it.
A surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, as an adult, not a baby. So, again, I don't know. I did not follow up and ask him what the recovery was. Now, he's in good shape. He's not a world-class hockey player.
Right.
But he said the procedure took 12 minutes. And it wasn't a schlep or a schmo. It was a doctor.
Yeah, I have family members who've had something similar to this, where it's the heart and it related to stroke-like symptoms. And you're right, Colin. It's from what I've been told by those family members, a relatively simple procedure, but some people just don't like the idea of messing around with
their
heart.
Right, that too, yeah.
So that being said, we move on. 412-928-9370. Always feel an obligation and a duty to deliver the news, though, and maybe you missed it somehow or work a different shift or kind of were in, I don't know, in a cave somewhere. But yeah,
not
Chris
diddling
Letang
around on Twitter like the rest of us all afternoon.
Get better, that's for sure. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. December 1st, today, right? Advent calendar time. I'll tell you about mine in just a little bit. My wife found the greatest Advent calendar for me. I can't even believe it. I'll tell you about that in just like 2 or 3 minutes. But, all right, Christmas lists. So the Santa list off to the North Pole, mm-hmm. maybe the mom and dad list, maybe the grandpa list or the Santa list, any of them. Is Kenny Pick? Is George Pickens making a run on that jersey list yet? It's probably still Kenny Pickett. But is George Pickens the flavor of the day yet?
It's getting there.
I wonder.
If you're a kid and you're watching the Steelers play, I mean, who's the most flashy player? It's probably George Pickens.
Well,
I mean,
you know what I go by? I go by the pictures that everybody posted on Facebook on Thanksgiving and the day after their kids' turkey bowls, right? I saw a lot of eights. I saw a lot of 22s.
But those are old jerseys.
Oh, yeah, I know.
People generally don't. I think Najee may be cycled out.
My kids have both already. My kids have both, so.
Yeah. So are they going to ask for a 14 for Christmas?
They might.
Okay.
You know, they might. He is the most flashy player on the Steelers, you know, right now. I mean, people are enamored by him just by his athletic ability. So we all know that the quarterback, you know, they take control of these sales, but George Pickens is creeping
November. November's a gigantic swing month for what you want, what jersey you want, how the guy plays in November, in early December.
Yes. Wasn't Kenny, I want to say, 1 month earlier this summer, like one of the top jersey sales in the league?
Right after the draft happened.
Right up there with like Brady, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, I would expect that, especially, you know, with a strong performance Monday night, and even those people that may have been not so sure about Kenny are now jumping on the bandwagon, some of them. I think we see a whole lot of kids at Dear Santa, I've been good all year. Can I please have a number 8 Kenny Pickett jersey?
I mean, it's kind of like me. I forget who the – maybe it was Testaverde. I didn't want a Testaverde jersey. I wanted a Wayne Corbett jersey when I was younger. You know, I wanted Wayne Corbett, that receiver that was, you know, going out there and making plays.
No, Chad Pennington.
Was it Chad Pennington or was it Testaverde?
I don't know.
It transitioned at some point from Testaverde to Pennington, but nobody wanted either one of them.
Whoever the quarterback was, I didn't want them. I wanted Wayne Corbett. So maybe there's kids out there that wanted – one old George Pickens jersey.
They're out there in the backyard with their friends practicing their one-handed toe taps.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I think that George Pickens is making a big run because everybody has their TJ Watt jerseys if they already have it, right? Mm-hmm. And people, like Hayward is kind of aged out, so.
Minka.
Yeah, Minka's kind of is what he is at this point. It's interesting. It was either Chad Pennington or Brooks Bollinger for that 2014 probably with Corbett. It may have been Pennington. Jason Fabini jersey.
Why am I saying Testaverde?
It could have been at the very beginning. At the very end of his career in the Jets.
How old are we talking for you?
I'm talking like 2000, 2001.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, that would have been Testaverde, right?
Yeah, it could have been the very end of Testaverde's career,
yeah,
right?
Because Pennington came out in...
Yeah, Pennington and Testaverde were on the same team for a year.
Yeah, 98 to 2003.
When Lamont Jordan and Curtis Martin were their running backs.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was... Wayne. And Richie Anderson.
Yep.
That was a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Kevin Mawai was on that team. They were good. Anthony Becht.
Yes.
So little 10-year-old Dorenson wrote the letter to Santa and said, "Dear Santa, I've been good all year. Can I please have a Wayne Corbett jersey?"
Yep. You know who else was on that team? James Ferrier.
Ferrier was on the team. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Good call.
That was a good team. Oh, really? So you wanted Wayne Corbett?
And I got it, too.
Did you already have a Hines Ward jersey at the time or a Jerome Bettis?
I didn't want any Steelers jerseys.
You're like
Barry's,
my kid.
And I was specific, too. I wanted white jerseys.
Can we just talk – the white like away jersey?
The away jersey.
Can we just talk about Doran Dickerson, the elephant in the room right here? You're the only black dude who wanted the overachieving white guy jersey.
And who you know who
you
else
You want
I
a
got?
Gunnar Olszewski jersey for Christmas
you wanted
this year?
You want a Jason Sehorn when you were a kid, too?
What? How about his wife, though? My gosh, Andrew Harmon. So anyway, who else did you want?
The same year.
Pat Tillman.
Nope. Mike Allstott.
Oh my gosh.
Same year.
I just talked about Mike Allstott. It's funny you say that. Joey Molinaro, we all know Joey Molinaro is a big Purdue guy, and he said his kid is getting so big. So I just sent him this big fullback picture of Mike Allstott at Purdue with those shoulder pads that were 15 feet wide on either side. So this is going to be your kid in 15 years, in 18 years. Yes, Allstott. Oh. Why do you have an affinity for – you're not allowed to – wait. And speaking for the white race, speaking for the white man, you're not allowed to like the overachieving white guy.
I was trying to give them a leg up for once. Look, I was trying to show respect for once. I wanted to walk around West Allegheny Elementary School showing that white football players are athletic too.
You're not allowed to like him.
We got to have something we can clutch to, Doran.
I'm helping you out. I'm helping you guys out. You like white receiver, no gloves. And then you had a big fullback running
next
back.
Next, you're going to tell me that you like Rathman jersey or something.
Rathman.
Merrill Hodge.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I did have another.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. That's what
you
I
had
liked.
A Wayne Corbett jersey. Yes. You walked into, you know, Honus Wagner or somewhere, and they're like, wait a minute. They told us we're not allowed to sell these to any black dudes. Yeah.
I don't know how Santa found that
the
jersey
Wayne Corbett jersey.
White one, too.
We wore number 80, right?
Yep.
Wayne Corbett. Do you still have it, do you think?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
Imagine giving it to your kids.
Oh,
I
would
love
to.
This guy was a superstar.
I would probably try to get it signed.
By Wayne Corbett?
Yeah, I would try to figure out a way to get it signed. Yeah, but I was trying to give some pub to the white players back in the
that's
day.
That's good. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as always. Take it or flush it coming up in just a couple minutes. So there's that. And Ben Roethlisberger has never seen drama that he's run away from. This is fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. The latest chapter in the Ben drama, and it is here.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to Cook and Joe every day, really, but especially Wednesdays. You hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle, and Cranberry Contest run every Wednesday through Friday. All the details, 937thefan.com. Those guys are absolutely great. All the shows are great here. Why don't we get to right now, Take It or Flush It. Let's go.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
Sure is. Sure is part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. We thank them for all that they do. So, Take It or Flush It. Doran, what do you got here?
I'm kind of indifferent with this. And, you know, there's some good and there's some bad that outweigh each other. The good is that you can just get in and go. The bad is you have to pay. And on the other side of it, you know, if you do this, then you may have to wait a little bit. So take it or flush it, parking at the airport.
Take it. I don't like the off-site places. Nothing against them. I know some of them are very reputable, and I don't like having to sit on the shuttle and wait for that. And I just want to park at the airport, walk to the moving walkway thing, and go.
For a day trip, yes. For anything more than 2 days, I've gotten to just getting the car to the airport. That's my move.
Getting the car to the airport?
Getting picked up at my house. Getting a car service. It's not much more expensive than whenever you factor in all the parking.
Right.
A little bit more. Here's the deal. There is something insanely liberating about somebody texting you and saying, all right, we're coming up your street at this right now, and you've made all the plans. You standing in your garage with your family, you have all your luggage. Guy comes out, nice as can be. He puts it all in the car or the SUV or whatever. Bang, you go. Drops you off. You go right into the airside terminal. Then he tracks your flight. You land. He's right there. He gets your stuff. You could have had a drink on the plane. You don't have to worry about driving, all that sort of thing. You don't have to worry about schlepping through. The airport car, the home to airport car is my move now.
Yeah.
I alleviate the parking at the airport.
Yeah, I'm going to flush it. You know, every time I obviously just came back from a trip in Miami and obviously spent some money. And I come back and, like, you know, my car's at the airport and it's like 70-some bucks.
I'm going to give you the number to my guy.
That'd be great.
I need my guy. He picks you up right at your front door or your garage, grabs your bag, you go.
That's awesome.
Sit in the back seat. Talk to the guy if you want. Don't talk if you want. Drops you off right at the airport. Then you land. He tracks your flight. Bang.
That's awesome. I need that.
You need that in your life.
I need that, absolutely.
Especially if you go on a trip with your kids.
Yeah, oh, that's
because they think
bigger.
They're in, like, a big limo. Like, it's fun.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, what do you got here?
Take it or flush it, taking a bath over a shower. I just read a big story about how the more and more new hotels that are being built, they don't even have bathtubs because people don't like to use bathtubs, especially in hotel rooms, for anything other than maybe storing a keg of beer. So bath over shower, take it or flush it.
I will only take a bath in a hotel bathtub in Las Vegas. That's it.
That's it?
Yep.
I'm flushing it. I hate baths. I'm too big for a bath. My feet hang out the side of the bath. It's uncomfortable. Then I get too hot, and I start sweating. And then that defeats the purpose of taking a bath.
Right.
So I'm shower all day. I hate baths.
Yeah, I flush it as well. I just feel like I'm sitting there stewing in my own stench. I just washed myself off, and now I'm sitting in it. In the water. No thanks. I flush it.
If I'm at, like, Caesars or Cosmo or somewhere like that, it has one of those tubs with jets and a television in there, I will sit in there and read the Las Vegas Sun naked in the bathtub looking at the 10 a.m. baseball game that's happening back east and sit in there till I'm a prune. And it'll be 195 degrees in that water.
Can't do it.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. Callis, that seems to be your speed, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. All right. Take it or flush it. Watching a non-American soccer match during the World Cup. A match in which the Americans aren't playing in. Take it or flush it.
I'll take it because if I'm watching it, then I'm usually betting on it. I'm 50-50 here, but I'll flush it. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not interested unless I have money on it. I'll watch American soccer and root for, obviously, our country. But
yeah.
Once I have money on it, I ain't.
I'll actively watch if I'm betting. If I'm not betting on it and it doesn't involve the U.S., then it's probably just on passively in the background just for the ambient noise, if nothing else. So I guess I'm kind of like Doran, 50-50 here. But if there weren't betting involved on it, it would be a flush.
I found myself watching yesterday. Mexico was playing someone. Mm. There was somebody. I have found, you know why? Because there's no sports that oppose it. There's nothing else that's on that's live sports at the time. So I've thrown it on, and I've had it on as a little bit more than just background noise as I'm waiting for the kids to get off the school bus. So I've kind of been reeled into it just a little bit. And the passion of the people.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's brought me in. So, yeah, I guess I'll take it just a little bit. All right, take it or flush it. Good stuff. Coming up next, Ben Roethlisberger never shies away from the drama, and I absolutely love it. Callis, we got Tony Rasiopi, top of the hour, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Callis is in. Crowley's out the next couple days. He'll be back Monday. Who do we have? Do we have somebody that talk Falcons tomorrow, by the way? Do you know?
Not that I see in here specifically from the Falcons.
Okay.
Someone from maybe the Atlanta metro area who covers the Falcons?
Journal Constitution or something like that?
Nobody I recognize.
Okay, good stuff. All right, here we are. Ben Roethlisberger, he never shies away from the drama, right? So Ben has his football and podcast. I heard Cook, by the way, is out against Spence. Did you hear this one?
No.
Cook doesn't like Spence, the host of the
Jealousy's
podcast. That's what I hear. But anyhow, so it's Spence and it's Ben and it's Pouncey. And it looked like, I know Ben was recently at Bay Hill down in Florida. It looked like to be one of the suites down there. So they're talking, and there's a game on at the time. And they're almost doing like a Manning cast, which is pretty good. So it's those guys, and they're sitting around, and they're talking. And the topic of Matt Canada comes up. And it's muddy to replay over the air, so it's just better to give you the nuts and bolts of it. So Pouncey says, how about Boz whenever he flamed Matt Canada when he was going into the locker room and he was like, yeah, you had nothing to do with that win. Remember, we talked about that all when it happened. And Ben goes, well, I can neither confirm or deny that that's who he was talking to. So Ben knows that that's who he was talking to. Ben just can't stay away from the drama. It was one thing for us to speculate. It was another thing for people to talk about who were fans. Now you got the Hall of Fame quarterback pretty much confirming that Boswell flamed the offensive coordinator.
I mean, we've gotten to a point where everybody up to and including the former Hall of Fame quarterback, are on board with the thought that the only reason this guy's still kicking around with the OC title down there is because the Steelers just don't like to fire people in the middle of the season. That's it. That's all. That's the only thing he's hanging on to.
We kind of knew that Ben was going to get to this point. I mean, that's kind of probably the point of the podcast, was so he could air out some things he wanted to do. And he gradually, smartly, I would say professionally, did it in a way where it wasn't just come out firing guns blazing. He gradually got to a point, and he throws those little subtle jabs in there.
He'll wait till Canada actually gets fired.
Oh, then, yeah.
Then he'll crush him.
But he did say
that. But it's rolling downhill. The snowball's rolling downhill.
The thing is, with that interview with Ben and Pouncey said, yeah, you remember whenever Boswell said, you know, was calling out Mitch Trubisky, and Ben was like, no. He was calling out, you know who. He was like, oh, who, Matt? And he was like, So I think Ben just likes to be obviously a part and have a voice, but it'll get bigger and bigger.
Well, listen here, too. When Pouncey tries to give Canada some love, and Ben is like, you're not going to reel me into this.
Yeah, that's a good drive.
Shout out to Matt Canada. Give Matt some love.
He's looking for the camera. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at
bro,
the shout out to Matt Canada.
Matt been taking it this year, bro. I seen Matt at the hotel, bro. I felt bad for Matt, bro. Matt, great dude, bro.
That's a good drive. Fans
got to blame. That's a good drive.
That's a good drive,
it's
though.
It's not. I mean, Ben just can't stay out of it, even if he's not actively trying to be in it. Passive-aggressive Ben is the best Ben ever.
Has there been an offensive coordinator he's gotten along with outside of B.A.?
You know what's weird is I think he actually did get along with Haley initially.
And then Randy, I think he got along with
Randy. Oh, for real, he handpicked him. Yes.
Sorry. But, yeah, I mean, I love the fact that Backyard Ben just does not have time for any kind of OC.
Yeah, but you know what? This is kind of the theme with those older quarterbacks. I mean, obviously, Brady didn't get along with Arians, and Brady wanted his guy. He wanted Byron Leftwich, which Brady, you know, obviously is control of what Byron Leftwich calls. Aaron Rodgers doesn't get along with anybody. It's just a theme with these older Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks that, you know, they just want to do things their way. I don't know if they necessarily don't like the OC, but they think that they have more to offer, and their voice is bigger, and their power is bigger, so they're going to do things their way. I mean, that's just really, to me, where it comes down to. And now Ben's has a voice. He's always had one, but he has a bigger voice now.
I mean, they stunk, but Matt Ryan just got his fired, too. They weren't good,
but he
didn't want that guy.
No.
Because he felt the same way. Like, exactly. You're holding me back. Like, the Colts were going to be really good.
It's like, hey, you know, I made all this money. I've been playing for this long. Well, you're not going to tell me what to do.
It's wild. Wild stuff. But Ben can't stay out of the drama. Give me more. If they don't win some games and the offense kind of turns back into not being good, this Ben podcast is even going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to start flaming.
He's just getting heated up.
Yes, he is. All right, Twitter poll coming up next. And one thing. You know, I say this all the time when I, like, fly, when I go and I take a trip. It blows me away whenever I, like, wake up in Pittsburgh and then I'm on the beach in Florida that same afternoon. I'm always blown away by air travel. Call me old school, whatever. It's, something else happens that's just commonplace in the world and happened to me yesterday that absolutely blows me away that we're here in life. And I can't believe we're here in life. And it's just something, again, so commonplace, but I'm like, wow. We have made a lot of advances. And I'll tell you what that is coming up in just a couple minutes along with our Twitter poll. All right. So much going on. Join us, by the way, for a night of Christmas karaoke, Mike's Beer Bar. That's Thursday, December 8th. It's going to be fantastic. Fan hosts, great guest list, David Bednar, Pirates closer, Heather Abraham, Bob Pompiani, Mary Hours is going to be there. She sent me a message yesterday. She wants to sing like 10 songs. We're about it. Let's go. Simply bring a new pair of clean socks or make a $5 donation for Socks for the City. So that's going to be just such a great time. December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m., Mike's Beer Bar right down there by the stadium. Why don't we hit right now our Twitter poll?
Come on, everybody, let's tweet.
Yeah.
Twitter it.
Tweets that are rocking.
It's time for the Fan Morning Show's Twitter poll.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. It's brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. What we have right here, yesterday's Twitter poll, and the question was simple, and it got a lot of responses, and we thank you for those. Have you ever gone deer hunting, yes or no? 61.1% of you said no. 38.9% say yes, I have gone deer hunting. Today's daily Twitter poll, vote when you get an opportunity. So the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've got 6 regular season games remaining. How many are they going to win? 1, 2, 3, 4 or more. 44.7% of the respondents to this point say 3. 28.5% say 2. 21.2% say 4 or more. And 5.5% say 1. I guess we didn't put 0 in there, but we're assuming they're going to win at least one game. Mm-hmm. Should have put 1 or less maybe for one of the chances there. Tony Rasiopi, top of the hour, Fan Morning Show. He joins. He's our quarterback guru. He's Kenny Pickett's also. He's his personal quarterback's coach. You know one thing that blows me away every time that it happens? So yesterday I started, it was a frazzle. My kids were on a field trip, and it was kind of fractured week last week because you have holiday, you have leftovers, you're in the middle of the holidays, and there was different things. My wife was out running around. I looked and I'm like, oh, there's a couple staples that I need in terms of groceries, but I'd forgotten to run to the grocery store and I was out doing different things. I'm going to do the Aldi delivery to the front door, mm-hmm. which I hardly ever do. Normally I go pick it up or go to the store or whatever, but I just really didn't have time. So I went on, my wife went on 90 minutes later, 3 bags at the front door with like bananas and pasta, fruit, some milk, things like that we needed. I don't know why I get such a kick out of this. And a guy comes to the front door. I meet the guy, shake his hand. Hey, thanks so much. Hands me the bags. We go back in. I don't know why I get such a kick out of the fact that groceries can be delivered in like 90 minutes now. It feels like a Jetsons-type moment for me from the time I was little. Like a spaceship. Like I'm living in a different world from even 10 years ago. I don't know why.
It's too easy. This used to be a thing. You'd have to get in the car. You'd have to go. You'd have to fight for a parking spot, especially this time of year, especially if it's like late afternoon, early evening. Everyone's getting off work, stopping to get whatever they need. It'll be a battle, and then you got to walk in, and then you got to deal with everybody, and their carts are bumping into yours. And man, I just want to get out of here. And oh, here's the self-checkout, and it doesn't work on this one item, and now somebody's got to come over. All these headaches alleviated by tap, 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 tap. Bang.
And then the best part about the tap, too, is that if you don't want to have any human interaction, you can uh-huh. tap and say, leave at the door.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's where people have found so much use for these apps and these uh-huh. delivery services, because there's a lot of people that have social anxiety and don't want to talk to people, don't want to interact. And you don't have to. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to, you know, wait in line. You don't have to talk to the cashier. You don't have to wait for somebody to bag your stuff or bag your stuff yourself. You could just have it delivered right to your door. It's so convenient, and I think COVID really boosted this as well. It started before COVID, but whenever COVID happened, this thing was unbelievable.
I think I did. My wife did the order. I think she did hit leave at the door just in case, like, we weren't there, and it was cold enough that the stuff could sit on the
front. Yeah.
But I saw the guy out front, and I always, like, feel an obligation to – I don't want the guy to, like, be making 20 trips. So I just, you know, open the door, hands it to me, and then I always do that. So nice guy.
You're too nice.
No, I just, if somebody's at the front door, I always check them out.
Leave
you know?
There.
But I
don't
did
even
get.
Want you to see me.
Nah.
I don't even want you to
I'm
see
there,
me.
I'm there, Doran. I'm there. We're I'm like creeping. Hiding out inside like there's a murderer out front with an axe.
I'm creeping behind
the curtains
the
and the
curtains
blinds.
And being like,
so
right,
you don't
he's
gone. Go and meet the guy on your front door?
Not one chance.
I always open up the door for the delivery.
Really?
Guy. Oh, every time, yeah.
Don't want you. I don't even want to see you.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. But I did get the one thing, because it's December 1st, so it starts today. Advent calendar, right? My daughter got a Marvel comic one or whatever.
Wait, you can get different ones?
Oh, like, yeah.
There's
yeah,
all
yeah.
kinds of different ones out there.
There's one. What's the movie where there's the fire in the high-rise or whatever?
Backdraft.
No. It's an old movie.
Like Towering Inferno?
Yes. My friend Paul, I think, got one where the guy goes down a floor each time.
Oh, he's a firefighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he got that one.
Wow.
But anyway, my daughter got a Marvel comic one. My son, I forget which kind he got. Maybe some kind of NASCAR one, if there is one. My wife got an advent calendar where you open the thing and there's a different Keurig coffee pot in there every day.
Cool. I like that idea.
But I got the one. I got the one. What? Cheese.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. You got one that you can open up and there's a different cheese?
How much cheese each day?
I do not know. I will find out this afternoon because I didn't want to have it
please.
In the morning. There's must be 25 pieces of cheese in this thing. She got it for me. It's in the refrigerator right now, the other refrigerator, because it's big.
Yeah.
And you open a little window every day and there is a piece of cheese. That's and I'm move. Guessing there's 25 different ones. They're not going to repeat
I would hope
the
so.
Cheese.
Yeah.
And I am addicted to cheese. I mean, if there's one thing that'll be the death of me, it's cheese.
That's a move right there.
I know. I mean,
I saw
knew.
Mueller has the beer one. He gets the beer one every
yeah.
year. I saw that.
That's quality. Yeah.
Well, see, the cheese one is supposed to be paired, I think, with the wine one.
Okay.
Oh,
but I don't.
Somewhere we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
This is nice.
I remember,
like this.
Do your kids have an advent calendar?
No, but I'm going to get one for them now.
Well, it's December 1st. You better get
you
moving.
You get on the ball.
Wait, are they gone?
No,
it goes from December 1st to December 25th.
We can miss a couple days.
We have one that you refill every year. And, so we take the leftover Halloween candy, two little pieces of candy, one for each kid in each little pocket for each day. They wake up in the morning, go down, check the calendar, bang. Oh, you get a Three Musketeers. Oh, you get a Milky Way. Oh, you get a Kit Kat, whatever it may be.
They can miss a couple days.
Yeah, right. Jeez. Just catch up. Just put two or three in one on the second and the third and stuff. But you got to get moving on this. Actually, you might be onto something. They might be reduced today. You might catch one half off.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Yeah.
Save a couple bucks.
Real freeloader move.
Yeah, big time.
Yes.
That's me all day.
Cheapskate Dorenson.
But cheese. The cheese advent calendar. I am so excited to get home today and see what that first. That better not be like some cheap ass cheese. Like, I hope it's good.
I would imagine that you're going to get some pretty good cheeses. What cheese is really good is that champagne.
With a little purple stuff on it? Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, with some honey and a cracker is that not fire?
All of it. I could eat any kind. I like soft cheese. I like hard cheese. I like Mexican cheese. I like cheese from Argentina. I like cheese from Vermont.
You're right. You don't want to open it, though, and then all of a sudden there's a little Kraft single sitting in there.
Yeah, so are you just going to eat it by itself, or are you going to, with the whole the cracker, like charcuterie type?
No, just a cracker, or just by itself, or just with a piece of, I don't know, some sort of meat, or just stand there in front of the thing in the fridge with a cup of coffee. I don't care.
Yeah.
That's how
I like that.
Yep, that's my move. Actually, I won't probably have coffee with cheese. I'll probably have a glass of water and
glass
just
of
taste
water
the
with
cheese.
Some
cheese.
Yep. There you go.
Stand there, probably in my underwear.
Wait, hold on. You said it was in the outside fridge?
Yeah, the one in the garage.
Yeah, so, okay.
That's fine. I'll walk out there. The garage doors are shut.
It's cold out there in the garage these days.
It's fine. I'm good.
Out there in your drawers.
I'll be all right. It'll make it happen. Here we go. All right, Tony Rasiopi, top of the hour, quarterback expert.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.